And there isn't another till 5:30. She consulted the little jewelled watch among her laces. Just 2 hours to wait, and I don't know what to do with myself. My maid came up this morning to do some shopping for me and was to go on to Bellamont at 1 o'clock, and my aunt's house is closed, and I don't know a soul in town. She glanced plaintively about the station. It is hotter than Mrs. Van Osburgh's, after all. If you can spare the time, do take me somewhere for a breath of air. He declared himself entirely at her disposal. The adventure struck him as diverting. As a spectator, he'd always enjoyed Lily Bott, and his course lay so far out of her orbit that it amused him to be drawn for a moment in the sudden intimacy which her proposal implied. Well, shall we go over to Sherry's for a cup of tea? She smiled assentingly, and then made a slight grimace. Oh, so many people come up to town on a Monday. One is sure to meet a lot of bores. Oh, I'm as old as the hills, of course, and it ought not to make any difference. But if I'm old enough, you're not, she objected gaily. I'm dying for tea, but isn't there a quieter place? He answered her smile, which rested on him vividly. Her discretions interested him almost as much as her imprudences. He was so sure that both were part.